Blog Talk Radio.
There's a better world to come and tell you why. There's a better world to come and tell you why. We will feed them on the land, on the sea, and in the sky. There's a better world to come and tell you why. There's a better world to come and don't you see? When we'll all be union and we'll all be free. There's a better world to come and don't you see?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be having our guest in just a moment, Lisa Morano from Progressive News Network. Lisa Morano from Planned Parenthood of South Florida. I'm your host, Rick Spezak of Progressive News Network. And we've got a wonderful show for you today. And here we go. We've got Lisa. Let's bring her on.
Rick, how's it going?
Very good. And yourself, how are you today?
I'm great, thank you.
Well, we just managed to survive another legislative session, and I know you're going around to different areas across the state and having discussions about it. Why don't you go ahead and give us an update on your take of the last 2013 legislative session here in Florida?
Absolutely. Well, like you mentioned, we at Planned Parenthood were very excited that, you know, we made it through our second consecutive legislative session without any anti-women's health legislation passing. But unfortunately, that doesn't mean that it wasn't introduced. If you remember, in 2011, we had 18 bills introduced.
Yeah.
This year, we had 8 different bills introduced. So, you know, you would have thought that after the November elections, when we overwhelmingly defeated Amendment 6, and after pro-women's health candidates were elected up and down the ballot all throughout the country and locally, that legislators would have gotten the message to stop infringing upon women's reproductive options. However, they apparently did not get that message with introducing these 8 pieces of legislation this year.
You know, it seems that again and again we find ourselves with people running for office who do not proclaim crushing women's rights as a paramount need, and yet that's what they do when they get to Tallahassee. What do you think the explanation is for that?
Well, it's kind of funny you say that, because I think what we saw with last election cycle, there were some candidates that were very proudly and loudly stating that they were anti-women's health. So, you know, when in past years we didn't see that, and that was something that no one would have ever said aloud, now we see that it became a bragging right for some people. We look at someone like Aiken, who, you know, out of Missouri, who made some remarks about legitimate rape and, you know, other horrific things, and the people that were saying these anti-women remarks are no longer in office. So I really think it just shows them that when it comes to their personal views, their constituencies do not share these views, and that, you know, women, one of the largest voting blocks, do not share these views, and men don't share these views that women's reproductive rights should be infringed upon. You know, and I think it really comes down to basic political interference. You know, we as Americans want the right to make our own decisions, to be able to consult with our families and our doctors and our faith leaders about private medical decisions. And it's really disheartening to see when politicians take that step over the line and really try and infringe on these things and take rights away.
Well, you know, we did have quite a bit of discussion at the legislative level of access to health care for a broad cross-section of Floridians. And it seems that while they can find compassion for corporations, they can't seem to find any compassion for the medical needs of so many Floridians. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely, and I think you really summarized it well there. Through the Affordable Care Act, our legislature here in Florida had the opportunity to expand health care to the millions of Floridians that unfortunately are living without it. And rather than expand health care and accept the federal dollars that were going to pay for this health care expansion, our Florida legislators chose to drag their feet and play politics. And again, they're not just playing politics here with you know, inanimate objects. These are real people who need health care. Through the health care expansion, the Florida legislature could have drawn down over $51 billion from the federal government. $51 billion. That's quite a chunk of change. They could have insured over 1.2 million Floridians, over half of which are women and girls. And again, these this is to expand basic health care coverage for everything, for immunization, for pregnancy, for, you know, fertility care, for basic cough and cold, for anything, for a slew of things. You know, here at Planned Parenthood, we actually have one of our volunteer youth who is in the process of applying to colleges. Unfortunately, he does not have health insurance. Because he does not have health insurance, he's not able to get the immunizations that are required for him to go to college. So his lack of health care coverage is preventing him from going to college and getting a degree. And I think that's a primary example of how the legislature has failed Floridians. Rather than accepting this health care expansion that they are obligated to do under the Affordable Care Act, they wanted to, you know, play around. And it's really unfortunate that in the 60 days of session, there could not be a compromise between the House and the Senate. And, you know, we are really calling upon Senate President Gates and Speaker Weatherford and Governor Scott to sit down as our leaders in our Florida legislature, to really sit down and flesh it out and come up with some sort of plan, because Floridians are sick, Floridians are dying, and this is something that we all deserve.
Well, you know, I think that once again, as always, the good people at Planned Parenthood have stood up for education, have stood up for information, and have stood up for basic health care. It seems that again and again, you have to continue to make the point that the primary work of Planned Parenthood is not just one thing. It is women's health care in general, family health care in general, and you provide so much in the way of general health care. In fact, for some people, the only health care that they're getting.
Absolutely. I mean, like you said, over 90% of what we do is preventative health care, and that includes everything from breast screenings to cervical cancer screening to STD testing and birth control to prevent pregnancy and prevent abortions. But unfortunately, the media and some politicians choose to cloud the good work that we do with things that they find controversial. And, you know, it's just really sad that they take away from all the great work that we do. Something that really just shocks me every time I hear it, there's a statistic that one out of every five American women has visited a Planned Parenthood health center in her life. One out of five. That's huge. Not many organizations or brands can say that they have that kind of touch on the American population. And like you said, Rick, for many of our patients, they're not just coming to us for a gynecological exam or for HIV testing. For most of our patients, we are their only healthcare provider, period. So they're coming to see us maybe for an STD test, but then they have a cough and a cold that needs to be treated. They might need to be referred to a cancer specialist if we find something that seems like it could be a lump that's not benign. So it's, you know, it's really important that our doors stay open so that not only can we provide reproductive health care that's non-judgmental, that we can provide this other compassionate care to the millions of patients that we serve across the country every year.
Before I talk about some specific legislation, I do want to mention that you have some town hall meetings or some meetings coming up where you're inviting public to come forward and listen to some of the your analysis of what's happened. You want to talk about those events?
Yes, absolutely. So Planned Parenthood of South Florida is hosting four legislative briefings this week. We're having two tomorrow on Monday. We're having one in West Palm Beach at 10 a.m., one in Broward at 6 p.m. Then on Wednesday, we're hosting one in Stewart at 2 p.m. And on Friday, we have one in Miami also at 10 a.m. So I know that was a lot of information, but if anyone is interested in attending, you can email publicspaceaffairs@ppsoflo.org, or you can call me at 561-472-9941, and that's my direct line. And again, these are legislative briefings to not only talk about the eight pieces of legislation that Planned Parenthood was following, but you'll also hear from legislators themselves to highlight some of the work that they worked on during this legislative session. And of course, we'll have some other coalition organizations there like ACLU, National Council of Jewish Women, some really other great partners there to share other issues that that we were looking at that affect healthcare and affect everyday Floridians. So again, those are going on this week on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So we hope that those of you in South Florida can make it. And for those of you in other parts of the state, please contact your local Planned Parenthood affiliate. They'll be having legislative briefings all over the state in the next few weeks. So just contact us, and we're happy to have you all there.
You know, I think this is an unappreciated educational work that you guys are doing. When you think about the powerful impact that our state government has on the daily lives of Floridians, and when you consider some of the curious legislation they're proposing and in some cases, thank goodness, failing to enact, the fact that you're going out there and helping people understand what's going on, that is so necessary and so important. I can't laud you enough for that effort. If you thought about how many organizations should be helping the people to understand what's going on in the legislature, if more people did, probably we'd have a better legislature, because unfortunately a lot of people think that if they don't think about the government, it won't think about them, and that is sadly not the case.
Okay.
We did have some absolutely, I think, terrible legislation proposed where there were, Senate Bill 1056 and House Bill 395, where they tried to prohibit abortion under so many circumstances. And then also 1072 and House Bill 845, where they tried to, and thank goodness failed, to try to get a doctor to state in an affidavit that an abortion was not performed based on sex or race. You know, how do you continue to fight such absolutely heartless or cavalier legislation?
Well, you know, it is tough. You know, for example, when you talked about Senate Bill 1056, House Bill 395, the all-out abortion ban, that piece of legislation, if passed, would have banned abortion in all circumstances with very, very limited exceptions to save a mother's life. So it is tough to do this when this is the fourth year in a row that we've seen that same piece of legislation. But the thing that keeps us motivated, the thing that keeps us going, is all of our supporters. We know that our supporters, and quite frankly, that overall Americans, do not support these severe restrictions on women's health and severe restrictions on the ability to make personal decisions. So it's tough when we're hearing from these legislators that really want to take away, you know, access to legal, safe medical services. But we know that it's an important thing for us to protect. It's important for us to protect the right of people to consult with their doctors about their medical decisions. And it's important for Planned Parenthood to be there as a medical provider. So we just know that, you know, the 81,000 patients we serve a year in Florida are depending on us. And there's a ripple effect. Not only are our patients depending on us, but the patients of private OBGYNs, patients of hospitals that provide these services, are depending on us. So, you know, we have a lot of weight that we're carrying, being one of the only organizations that's in Tallahassee and in Washington working on these issues. But we really are proud that we are the leading organization when it comes to reproductive health and education and rights. It's something that we take very seriously and we're very proud of, and we will continue to fight no matter how many pieces of legislation we see. And, you know, looking back to last November when we first had Amendment 6 on the ballot, you know, many said, oh, there's no way you all are going to beat that. We beat it by over 15 points. So it shows the power of Planned Parenthood. It shows the power of the voter. And, you know, it shows that people want to stop political interference. And I think that's, you know, some major takeaways for us. And when you were referring to the so-called race and sex election, you know, it's more bullying. It's more of these bills that just put women in the hot seat and really point the fingers at women rather than looking at common sense approaches to reducing the numbers of abortions and to reducing the number of unintended pregnancy. And that's really what we're interested in here, is how can we educate people to reduce behaviors that might result in things that they're not comfortable with? How can we educate? How can we provide healthcare services? So we're really looking at all of the issues, not only from the aspect of a political organization, but the aspect from the aspect of an educational organization, and most importantly, as a healthcare provider, the leading reproductive health provider in the country.
Well, you know, I absolutely salute your work, and without you, I shudder to think the kind of difficulties Florida women would have. So thank you so much. Lisa, if you want to give that contact information one more time so people who want to avail themselves of this wonderful, these town hall meetings you're going to have, why don't you go ahead and give that web address or email again?
Absolutely. It's public_affairs@ppsoflo.org, or you can call me directly at 561-472-9941.
Well, Lisa, thanks again, and happy Mother's Day to you and all of yours.
Well, thank you so much for having us on. We always love coming on your show. So thank you so much for the support, and we really look forward to working with you, you know, in the meantime, up until next legislative session.
We'll be talking to you. Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks, Rick.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Lisa Morano of Planned Parenthood of Florida. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.